Honoring all our class of 2021 valedictorians, it's Anna and Raven. Walk 97.5 has teamed up with Newsday to introduce you to these incredible students. Lindsay Cruz Rosales is the valedictorian at Westbury High School. Congratulations, Lindsay.
Thank you so much.
Lindsay, it really does restore our hope kind of in humanity at this point for the future now when we hear these stories for you guys. And all that you had to go through over the last year, year and a half. I mean, it's really going to be a year to remember, that's for sure.
Yeah.
When you think about the things that you missed out on, but also the bright spots of this time, you know, like what's a memory that you're never going to let go of?
Definitely just staying up late night with my friends, talking and, you know, playing games together.
Lindsay, you say you play games with your friends. Question number one, are your friends as smart as you are?
Good question.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. I wouldn't be where I am today if it weren't for them.
When you and your friends are playing games, what games are you playing? Because I can't imagine somebody who's the robotics club co-captain or the engineering club or the tri-M vice president or the senior class vice president playing Fortnite.
You know, that's funny because I did actually play Fortnite for a little bit, but I wasn't that good. Well, we did play Among Us a lot. We also played Valorant. I honestly don't get to play video games a lot because most of the time I'm like in school or working. But with the whole pandemic, you know, I kind of had a little more time, so I was able to get back into video games.
You said you were working, like working on schoolwork, or did you have a job outside of school?
I've had a couple jobs outside of school.
What do you do? I mean, you have a weighted GPA of 102.98.
Oh my gosh.
You're going to Columbia University to study computer science. Like, I'm just so curious how you find the time and what it is that you do working outside of your school hours, too.
Now I'm working at Walgreens.
That's nice. It's amazing.
Lindsay, what's the first thing you want to do when you master robotics, right? Like, are you going to make me a mechanical body? Are you going to... What are we doing with robotics?
And can you make me better looking?
I really want to work on, like, machine learning and, like, artificial intelligence. You know, robots, you build them, you can program them to do what you want. But then there's also an even deeper aspect to where you can make, like, computers and robots and programs kind of, like, learn on their own. You know, you can, like, it's such a crazy idea, but, you know, it's real, it's true. Like, you can make machines learn on their own, make them be able to recognize certain things. And I guess it's kind of scary to imagine just how far this technology can go, but it's also so interesting as well.
Yeah, I feel like it's inevitable. So, I mean, you might as well be the person that put your name on it. Could be the end of humanity, but, you know, we'll find out when that time comes, right?
All right, Lindsay, we're very excited to hear your graduation speech. So when you're ready, go ahead and take it away.
When people think about success, they usually think about work. How hard you work, how many hours you put in for what you want, or the sacrifices that you made. Now, this is definitely an important aspect to success, but what people often overlook is support. Everyone needs support to be successful, even big businesses. That's what investors are for. On a smaller level, your friends, family, colleagues, etc., make a big impact in your life. Surrounding yourself with people who support you and value you, people that never doubt you even when you doubt yourself, can take you farther than just working hard. With proper love and support, your dreams and aspirations manifest themselves faster than you could imagine. Throughout my life, and especially in school, I've had amazing supporters. My mom never missed a concert, play, or ceremony. My friends never failed to uplift me when I felt insecure and always expressed their love, admiration, or support for me. Even my teachers wouldn't shy away from voicing their support and complimenting me. Without these people in my life, without their love and support, I wouldn't have been able to accomplish half of what I have.
Aaliyah, congratulations. We are so proud of you, and congratulations to the class of 2021. Woo!
Big things ahead, girl. Good luck.
Thank you.